Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Sandy Feeney, please?
Yeah. You got it.
Okay. All right, sir. And, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, sir, and just to make sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting on 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
54.
Okay. And, okay, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, so somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Very.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, Republican. All right, sir, and would you call yourself a strong Republican, not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
All right, and in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
All right, sir, and thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Okay, you can select up to two issues. Improving K-12 public education, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, border security, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of wrong, people, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, or lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
I would say the border and education.
Okay, improving education. Okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one will be Tim Scott from 0 to 100.
Give me a 95.
Okay, 95. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Give me a 80.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
One.
Democrats in Congress.
One.
One. Donald Trump.
100.
Republicans in Congress.
Give me an 80.
Okay. 80. Joe Biden.
0.
And Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, never heard of him, right? Okay.
No.
All right, thank you. Right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Trump.
Okay, would that be Trump, right? Okay. All right, sir, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. All right, sir, and has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More, less favorable.
Okay, much more. Okay, and what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration? In your own words, sir.
In my own words?
Yes, sir.
Why do I feel less favorable? I think because the way things were going when Donald Trump was in, no wars, border was secure. And the pandemic, had they not did the pandemic, the world wouldn't really be in the position it was. If Trump was in there, the pandemic locking things down would have never happened.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so there were no wars, there were no wars, right, when he was in charge?
No wars and secured border, semi-secured.
And, okay. Secure border, right?
Yep.
Okay, border, okay, all right. Okay, sir, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Well, the way that he's being treated, is very unprecedented.
But has that made you much more favorable, or just somewhat more favorable towards him?
Oh, much more okay. Favor. I like the underdog.
Okay, and what have you read, seen, or heard, you know, that makes you feel more favorable towards Donald Trump?
Everything that all the media, well, some of the media says.
Okay, everything the media says, right?
The left media.
Okay. Left media. Okay. Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to read you, what some others have said they believe, you know, are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to African-American community right now? You can select two choices, okay? The lack of quality education opportunities, the lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the rise, you know, of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts of Social Security net, like Social Security, or Donald Trump getting elected president again?
You said the economic in the community.
Economic, okay, rising.
Yeah.
Okay, the greater economic opportunity. Okay, the lack of greater economic, right? Opportunity and jobs in the community.
Right.
And,
yes.
And the other one?
Oh, is it, there's another one?
Yeah, you can
violence.
Choose two. Okay, violence, crime, and violence. Okay, got you. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with, you know, with that issue. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Would that be Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump much somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Trump much better.
Okay, bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs, Biden or Trump?
Who's better at doing that?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Is there another answer? Because I don't know. He's done nothing for my health care, so I don't know who it benefits. It doesn't benefit me.
Neither from Biden or Trump?
Yeah, I don't know. Is there
okay,
another
Trump.
Answer?
No, just Biden or Trump. It's between them two. Who would do a better job, you know, dealing with health care and
prescription? Let's go with Trump.
Okay.
Let's go with Trump.
All right. What about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? You think Biden would do much better or, you know, somewhat better, or Trump would do somewhat better, or Trump would do much better?
Trump would do much better.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms, like, you know, to help keep guns out of hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Trump.
Okay, securing our borders.
Trump.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Trump.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now we're almost done with this survey. I only have a couple more questions to ask you, and I really appreciate your time and help with this survey, okay? And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less likely to support him, or does not make any difference?
Doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Right, sir, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged, you know, affair with adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think that trial was fair or unfair?
Unfair.
Would you say somewhat unfair or very unfair?
Very unfair.
Okay. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, sir. And how often do you receive information about the world in politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would that be YouTube, Twitter or X, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, maybe other?
Maybe other.
Okay, other. Okay. All right, sir. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Third year college.
Okay. So be some college or vocational certificate or college graduated from?
Some college.
Oh, some college. All right. And are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right, sir. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month, okay. And in thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
None of them.
Okay, so none at all, right? Okay. All right, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. And suburban. One of
suburban.
Suburban, okay. Okay, suburban. All right, and were one of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. I really appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
All right. So, hey, look. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so this is the second time I got one of these. Can you take me off now?
Yes, sir. Once you do a survey, you shouldn't be calling. Nobody should be calling you again for the same survey.
This is the second one.
Oh, really?
I got one last week.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, he probably this poll is not done or something, but because he shouldn't be called.
Yeah, when he asked me whether I consider myself Republican or Democrat, and I said Republican, they hung up.
Okay, no problem, sir.
Right.
We won't be calling you for this survey again.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye bye.
Bye.